The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty, only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Printmasters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Monday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. It is Monday. We got lots to talk about. We are going to go to Abaco as we do each and every Monday. Roscoe Thompson has chimed in. We got lots to talk about. Like I told you, in Providence, especially the fire situation and the situation with fire trucks. Oh, yeah. So we got all of that to talk about and more. The lines are going to be open. If you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll jump right back into it. Roscoe Thompson will be live, and we got lots to talk about. All things Abaco, all things in the headlines, national security, about adequate fire trucks and not being aware of inadequacies and so on and so forth. Boy, we got to talk. Like, really. The whole archipelago burning, but we got adequate fire trucks? Really? That and more coming up on the flip side of the break as the Monday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
To me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me. Me dip on me journey, them can't see me. Them a preface in me, can't write off for me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad guy, what them a deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust a seal for me. Highly, highly, and I'm a going out and when my forward in. Never leave, I ain't that down.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Pinder Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50. 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of roof cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half-inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
You're listening to Tim Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
Care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chimney. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by each other. Keep a fire. I'm a going out and coming in. Keep a fire right on. Keep a far from Satan. I let a while. With me, talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me, can't write off with me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad God, whatever deal and give me. You never hesitate for us to seal for me. Highly, and I'm a going out and with my power deep.
We're back at you on the Monday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads. Boy, not in your company right up until 6 p.m. Roscoe Thompson chiming in live from Abaco as he does each and every Monday. What's going on, Roscoe?
Hey, good afternoon, Bahamas. Good afternoon, Naughty.
First and foremost, let's get the main question out of the way. How is everyone in Abaco? What is the latest on the fires in Abaco?
I can speak for Central Abaco here, Marsh Harbor, Dundas, Murphy Town, Spring City area. Probably about 90% contained. 95%, just some hot spots here.
Now, that was the initially, though, over the weekend that we saw that footage that we saw, that was from the Cable Bahamas building over there, correct?
That was yesterday from the Cable. That was not the Cable Bahamas building. That was a Cable Bahamas storage trailer.
Okay. Well, you know how the internet goes. By the time we got it here, it was the building. It wasn't the trailer. Yeah, it was the building.
Yeah, it wasn't the building. It was their buildings to the front. And I did like we told them from the fire department, that we would protect their building because of the thing. The problem is pulling into their yard. It's a small yard, and it doesn't have much room to turn around or to fight. So fires with. So the back trailer's caught on fire first, and then the back trailer's caught on. So that was that. It was not. We did not lose a house. You know, it might be some damage to, you know, some, like Cable Bahamas or trailers and stuff like that, but no homes were lost, no businesses in that extent, which we're extremely grateful for. We had a great crew from Hopetown, Manowar, Guanakee. I mean, Hopetown, Manowar, Cherokee, Treasure Key, Bahama Palm Shores, or the High Banks area, Cherokee. So it was awesome, and the community yesterday was. The community's been great helping us out when we need it. And I will, they did finally send over they sent over 10 police firefighters yesterday evening. And they've been going around today with our drivers and putting out any hot spots and things like that. So, and some defense force. So a big shout out, you know, to our local fire service branch and the guys they sent in for being here and helping. But when I read that statement and what the minister said, I don't know what he's on, but I think he's living in another world.
All right, well, let's just address the statement real quick, and I'll read some excerpts out of it. But obviously, National Security Minister Wayne Monroe said he had not received any indication that firefighters lacked the necessary equipment to respond effectively to a major blaze near Bay Street last week that displaced dozens of and damaged several buildings. His comment came in response to public concerns about the country's firefighting resources after the blaze and another ongoing fire in Abaco. And we've had another fire here near Sapodilla since then. Now,
and then you had Cosright, wasn't it, a couple of weeks ago?
All right. Now, here's the deal. No indication fire services lack adequate resources to respond. Well, when you have Burger King saying the force currently has three functional fire trucks, well, that's a deficiency.
Yep.
That's a glaring deficiency. Why do we only have three functioning fire trucks? And obviously one has to be at the airport and you pull one from the airport. Or is it two functioning at the airport and we only got one functioning for New Providence?
Right. I don't know. But
and for New Providence, we need more than one fire truck. We need more than three fire trucks.
Correct. Correct.
So to say that there's no reports of an to know that you have three operating fire trucks, that's a deficiency to begin with. How many times have we heard that the pumps don't work? How many times that there was lack of water or water pressure was too low?
Yep.
How many times have we heard critique of the fire department and the way they fought the fire? And it's a rough job. I'm not taking away from them. They risked their lives to save us. So I'm not bashing them. But at the same time, we're in 2025. Wouldn't enhanced training be something that we need to look at? Better equipment? Maybe separating it from the Royal Bahamas Police Force and make it the Royal Bahamas Fire Brigade?
That's a good idea. You know, and I'll say this, Naughty, to piggyback off of you. You know, we have good fire. We have great firefighters down here. There, you have some very good ones. But if they're not provided the proper equipment, how do you expect? There's no ladder truck in Nassau. You know, you're talking, you know, what was the building? A 5-6-story building?
Correct.
You know, you don't have any ladder trucks. You know, they had to bring the airport truck. Now, here at Abaco, with the volunteers, we have the pumper trucks and the tankers and everything like that. But at the airport, you have one truck and the other one sitting down, broken down on the side of the tarmac with a flat tire. What is going on? Why not fix it? We had to go and replace the fire truck at the airport to allow them to come in because they have a bigger nozzle to foam and more foam to foam the toxic, you know, by Cable Bahamas yesterday. There in the back there. And thank God we had access to that. But when he sits here and talks about that we have the resources, I don't know what planet he's living on, but it's not in the Bahamas.
I just want to get to just one New Providence-related issue then, Roscoe, and then I want to talk in depth about the fire trucks and the fire engines in Abaco and how they got there. Because I don't want it to be twisted that, oh, well, I don't want people to come in the impression, oh, Abaco got... No, Abaco has five fire trucks because Abaco privately secured them, correct?
Correct, yes.
And we'll get to that in a second.
NGOs, yep.
Now, this right here is kind of, you know, the Prime Minister said yesterday that the government is acquiring 15 to 20 fire trucks with some earmark for family islands, which is fine. If you get 20 and you say, okay, we're going to put five in Abaco, or three in Abaco, four in Grand Bahama, and one here, one there, where they have it, and more in New Providence, I get that. That's what a responsible government should do.
But what does it say after that? We are
now
looking into ordering.
Here's the deal. Yep. Mr. Monroe said officials have already identified the required equipment, including tankers, ladder trucks, and pumpers, and are working with suppliers to finalize price estimates and orders. However, he stressed the delivery could take time, explaining that firefighting vehicles cannot simply be bought off the shelf, but must be custom built. Quoted as saying it's an emotive issue, but it's something that persons have to be rational about. There's no magic wand that you can go to and find a showroom of fire equipment available like that. Now, please allow me to call BS on that statement, Mr. Monroe, because I took a couple of seconds today, and if you just look in Uganda and go online, you can just pull up South Florida Emergency Vehicles, SFLEV.com. And not only do you have a wide selection of emergency vehicles already custom made, you have a showroom that you can select off of. You have a full website you can select off of, from ambulances to fire trucks to ladder trucks to pumper trucks to water trucks to fire engines specifically designed for airport rescue. They're already there in a variation of colors. So don't tell me you can't pick. Now, if you've already gotten what you need for Bahamas Police Force in relation to the fire department, then you know what's required. All you need to do is say, we need 10 trucks of this model with these specs, and we need them within 3 months. I'm sorry, but it could happen. and get them as they come. Don't wait for an order of 50 into ready to come. Say we want to order a 20 and send them in twos. As soon as they're done, send them over. But don't tell me that you can't go, because there's ladder trucks, there's pumper trucks, there's airport crash and rescue. There's a ton with the brush trucks, the KMV fire apparatus attached. And they also have custom emergency vehicles to be designed. So there's ample opportunity for you to go and find vehicles. Don't tell me there's no magic wand, because wave it. I just waved the magic wand, and it's right there in South Florida, Mr. Minister of National Security. Google. How about that?
Yeah. And, Nordy, that's the thing. That's what amazes me. And listen, I know you're looking for new equipment, but in the meantime, you can get adequate equipment that, okay, you might get secondhand, but okay, then a truck or, you know, whatever, and you want to send it to Abaco after you use it and you get your new one, that's fine. Or you get a pumper truck or whatever. Make sure you have that equipment, adequate equipment there to deal with and address this, not just in Nassau, but at the airports in here in Abaco. You know, you want to donate one to the Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire Department or Treasure Key or High Banks or whatever, that's fine. You know, do it. But to sit here and say you got to wait, so that just says that they haven't done that from the Cost Right fire. You know, that's been, what, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
How long?
What do you mean, Costco?
Yeah, Costco.
About 3 weeks ago, yeah, in that neighborhood.
3 weeks ago, so now you're just releasing that you're finally getting quotes and prices, so they haven't even been ordered yet.
No, and if you have a list of requirements from your department, then you should know going in, this has been on the books for a little while. They've been requesting this for a minute.
Yeah, I mean, they do lack I give an example. How many fire trucks was it Victoria Bay fire? You know, and you want to sit here and say you have adequate, you know, and I'll give you a number. We have 3 pumper trucks. We have a tanker and we have a crash and rescue, which is like an airport truck. So we have that, and we have an ambulance. So we have that here in Abaco, and it's secondhand equipment. Do not get me wrong. We're not knocking that. You're telling me we have more fire equipment here in Abaco, in central Abaco, than what they do in Nassau? Now, that's scary, knowing the density of Nassau and the population there. Something's got to be done. And I call shame on Brave Davis and this government, you know, and they could say it's political. They could say what it's want. You know what? I'm going to call a spade a spade. Y'all are failing the Bahamian people, not just in the firefighting services and the police branch and everything, but just in the Bahamas in general.
I can't get over that they, like, with a little bit of research, you could come up to some of these things that and just debunk what's being said. I'm looking at now, Roscoe. if you want to customize fire truck, you're looking between 300 and 500,000, correct?
They could go up to 2 million.
But brand new. And obviously, with what we need, we could do it within that budget. So,
I don't know the prices on the fire trucks, but you can get decent tanker trucks and pumper trucks, and they would be pretty good, yeah.
Do you think we could get the trucks that we need cost of the travel budget? What's the travel budget?
Easy.
53
yes.
million? We could get the trucks we needed for that if we travel less and bought more trucks,
easy.
Correct?
Yeah, correct.
Or if we didn't waste the that astronomical millions on consultants, correct?
Correct. I said the same thing today on our news. I said, you know, this is ridiculous.
We could award 183 million no-bid contracts that are paused. And we can't buy fire trucks?
Yep.
Fire trucks, to me, are a vital necessity.
And for God's sake,
don't let them be stick shift either, like the ambulances. Because I see a bunch of ambulances parked up that can't drive because they stick shift.
Correct. But, hey, listen, Nordy, it comes down to the same fact. You know, you have NGOs that are willing to give some secondhand equipment, you know. Why not take advantage of that? It doesn't cost some of these NGOs around in the States will give you the trucks free. Use them, even though they might be secondhand. They're running. All our trucks here are secondhand, given to us by 25 United, Ocala Fire Department, Fort Lauderdale, West Palm Beach. You know, these are trucks that have been retired, and they've given them to us, and they're running. You know, even the guys that are here from the fire branch service says, man, your trucks, even though they're old, man, they're in great shape. Y'all, you know, we like it, you know? I mean, we don't have the newer model stuff, but it works and it does what we need. And that's what can happen. You don't need to go and buy brand new equipment for the family. There are NGOs and people willing to help.
And when you look at it, if you got NGOs willing to help, then take a free truck, hey? Take five. Listen,
I can say this, Naughty, with all good conscience. I can say, at least after Dorian, Abaco got a lot of stuff in duty-free and VAT-free, and some of them gave us. So, you know, Abaco is okay. Yes, would we like a newer piece of equipment? Yes, we would. We would like a little more updated piece of equipment? Yes, we would. But we are going to use what we got when we get free. I just had a call with somebody from the States today. They're willing to they're trying to get us donated two freight liners, you know, pumper trucks. We're not going to turn them down.
But maybe if you get them, maybe you should send one to New Providence, Roscoe.
No, but I mean, we would send one of our other trucks, or, you know, retire a truck and give it to another community, you know, that they could use. You know, we recycle and use our stuff and pass it on to people over here. I mean, Naughty, we've been going for 9 or 10 days straight, you know, dealing with fires, bushfires, and then you know, getting up into Sweden's Village yesterday.
And Abaco still doesn't have the total infrastructure for vital personnel out there still yet, right? Like doctors, nurses, policemen, firefighters.
You got a lot of private doctors, and I know the clinic is you know, they could pump more help up there under Dr. Darville, but, you know,
Dr. Darville needs all the help he could get.
I know. But I'm just saying, it's that lack of, you know, as I said the other day, and I've said in my post, governments have to be proactive. Do not react to what has already happened. Be proactive. It's like I said to Cable Bahamas today, and they were very grateful. I said, hey, listen, put some sprinkler systems up, you know, 6-8 feet, you know, and put a sprinkler head on there that you can turn on and run with water. And if something's coming up to your property, you can turn it on, and at least it wettens it down, dampens it down and wets it, so you don't get a high burn. You know, you don't get a heat burn and a close burn to the building. You know, so there's measures, and they're like, hey, that's a good idea. You know, it's just common sense, you know, and a lot of things. I mean, and I was very, very pleased with Cable Bahamas and, you know, their response. And, you know, I will say I give Frank Butler a lot of credit, and Mr. Craig that I spoke to today. They were here on island, and, you know, they expressed their gratitude and everything, not just to us, but to the airport, you know, and everything. So I appreciate, you know, we appreciate that I give credit where credit's due. And he was very receptive of, hey, what do y'all need? What can we help you with? You know?
Let's check the text lines real quick. Naughty, could you please ask Roscoe who paid for the fire plane from Texas and how many water tanker planes?
All right. Now, let me just I make this clear to the Bahamas and to the general public. That was done through MP Pinder, John Pinder. What it was, there was a second homeowner that lives on Lubbers that offered his service. And at that time, Mr. Pinder, the agreement, I think, was just to pay for the fuel, which was, you know, a good deal. So he said, go ahead. And the plane flew from Texas and came in yesterday around 2:30. So that was awesome. So at the end of the day, from what I understood, Cherokee Air, which I must say, in Zigzag Aviation, Leanne Key Kagan and Randy Key, and Farron Sawyer and Claude and them, they helped. I don't know how much of it, but I do hear that they donated the AV fuel.
Thank God for those folks. And also, go ahead.
which we are extremely grateful for. But I do give credit, you know, as I say, it was done by John.
And that's what I want to do, too. I want to give Mr. Pinder credit for authorizing the fuel to be purchased so the plane could get there. I really do.
Right.
That's a good job. But, here's the but in it. You are an MP for this administration. If you know full well that you had to pay for fuel for a water plane from Texas to come to put out the fires in Abaco, that speaks to the lack of government resources Abaco has. Everything is done from private entities.
Hey, Naughty, I shouldn't probably say this.
So shouldn't he be able to pick up the phone? My brother, this is how it really go. And we do need adequate support from the government. Because if we had it, we wouldn't have to be calling foreign for a water plane and getting fire trucks donated, correct?
Correct.
So even though he did a good job in that particular instance, which I give him his credit for, open your mouth on the other end and say, look, we need to improve. We need to do better. This is what we need.
No, I agree 100%. You know, the trucks on the ground, it contained most of it. He did do flyovers and drop water to hit out hot spots that we could not reach, which we're extremely grateful for. He went down south to BAIC, Spring City area. You got to speak, Naughty. This is a fire phone. I got to answer.
All right. No problem. I'm glad it rang through. And Roscoe may have to go because that's a fire phone in Abaco and it's an urgent call. So he may have to depart. But I'll tell you this. Let me just get to some of these text lines. Naughty, there are variations of different fire engines and all can be afforded and all can be ordered in less than 9 months. I've done some Googling. Naughty, we need the proper trucks, not secondhand trucks. Even though it sounds good that secondhand trucks would be donated for free, secondhand trucks need parts and maintenance. We need brand new ladder trucks and pumper trucks. Naughty, the government has enough money to buy proper ladders and pumper trucks.
Naughty, sorry about that. Yeah, we're good, but it was a fire down south that's creeping along the road. And Naughty, hey, listen, I agree with the Texans. Hey, listen, yeah, we could afford brand new equipment, but you know what? It's better to have something than nothing, especially in the family islands, and especially it saves somebody's house. Listen, yesterday, my blood pressure went up to 154 over 112. My wife grounded my hip and put me home and my feet up because, you know, my ankles were swelling. I was tired. And she was handling the fire phone. And Naughty, she was getting so many calls and people saying, hey, our property's on fire. The fire's coming to our house. That it was upsetting her. I mean, she was in tears and she didn't want to wake me up. And she finally woke me up. The fire department was down there, but she finally woke me up and said, hey, you know, I didn't want to wake you up, but you know, it's serious. And which it was. Now, Naughty, usually I'm the one that's driving around looking at the fires to see if they're springing up and everything. And I felt a little guilty yesterday, but you know, I had to have a break. I was not functioning. And I, you know, could have had a stroke. I could have, you know, passed out. I didn't. My body had said it had enough. Where, you know, I just want to point out, you know, I'm grateful that the police came over here. Superintendent, our chief of police over here, Thurston, Mike Thurston, got on the phone, got the guys in, I guess in collaboration with MP Pinder at the time. So, I'm extremely grateful, but Naughty, if we did not have that secondhand equipment here in Abaco fighting these fires,
it would have been worse.
We would have been in a whirl of trouble. So yes, I do understand. Hey, yes, we need brand new equipment, but if you have NPOs, NGOs willing to donate equipment, this equipment is running, Naughty. There's nothing wrong with these equipments. The Pierce truck we got and the, they have a diesel, a Cummings, and one has a Detroit diesel. Those engines are not going to break down. A Detroit diesel will run forever on you once you take care of it.
All right. So let's get to the text lines real quick, Roscoe, because we got a bunch coming in. So let's get these out of the way real quick. Naughty, do you remember after Dwaring when the popular refrain was, we never did this before? They held a large disaster preparedness conclave for all stakeholders, and the Minister of Disaster at the time, Aram Lewis, emerged and said to the media, we have created a disaster plan for every possible scenario. But yeah, this was the same clown who said, to save on your BPL bills, put a tin tub outside and let the water heat outside from the sun and take a cowboy. So really? And this was in 2019. If we can't stop a small fire, as reported by a resident, from spreading and ultimately ravaging four large buildings in the heart of downtown, we have a very big problem, and it's not the lack of fire trucks. Correct. It's not just the lack of fire trucks. And there's something else I'd like to just get out there real quick. Mr. Monroe, that needs to be, you know, dealt with. Post-fire, you still had power out for several days. You still had cleanup and debris removal. It's still down there. I mean, there are other government entities that should have been able to spring into action once that fire was put out to make it less of an eyesore and get it cleared away. The road was still closed for 2-3 days after the fire.
Yep. Yep.
So at the end of the day, there's a lot to work on, you know? Naughty, can Roscoe expand on the statement that the fire truck couldn't get in Cable Bahamas Yard? This is the second statement I've heard like that. The commissioner mentioned on Friday having to wait on water and sewage to move equipment that parked downtown so the fire trucks could gain access to buildings. I don't understand this. As a child, I remember being taught that there are certain areas where you do not park so that fire engines always have access. How could... All right, stop. Stop, Dexter. I witnessed the fire when it started. I was driving to Joker's Wild. The road was closed. I had passed all of the water and sewage roadworks. Yeah, you know why I noticed it? Because I've been beating up my gum for weeks saying, why did they pay Bay Street to dig it back up, put down water and sewage and cable and BPL infrastructure, and then pave it back again? It was so much so how I know that that equipment was moved. All of the equipment was from Hoffa down. None was beyond Hoffa. None. None was beyond Hoffa. Okay? And by the time, and they weren't even, it wasn't even reaching Hoffa yet. It was a little bit before Hoffa, where Mike's used to be. So much so, one of the workers leaned and said, Naughty, but that was a good show today, but you ain't going nowhere because fire down there and they turning everybody off through the corner. Well, if Bay Street wasn't closed and you still had the left lane accessible, and when I turned and I saw when they were rerouting us, taking us up through Elizabeth Avenue, that the fire was going that way and there were already fire trucks on scene. One was there. I wasn't doing nothing, but one was there. I'm sorry, police vehicles were there. The fire truck hadn't arrived yet. Police vehicles were there and they had access to it. So I'm thinking, Tex, that if the left lane was open, the fire trucks could have come straight down the left lane. There was no equipment blocking them from getting there to fight the fire. Please, you can't say that. I saw it. And I don't think they're going to put the equipment there where they know fire trucks are coming to block said area. That area was clear. Okay? Why would a permit be... Go ahead.
To expand on what he said, we had a tanker truck. It holds 6,000 gallons. It's 50-some feet long. Unfortunately, it pumps from the side. And he would have had to pull way in there. And as I said, there was flammable material and flammable stuff in there that could have exploded. And we're not putting our firefighters in danger in that regards. He was not comfortable, so he reversed out the fire. Fire chief asked him to reverse out, and we sent a smaller truck down there to protect the building where they could get in. And I did instruct, when the smaller truck was there, I said, listen, you go in there at your own risk, but I do ask you to protect this building. That stuff in the back there, you're not going to be able to put out with water. They need foam for that. And that's when the foam truck, the airport truck, was authorized to come off.
All right, listen, one thing we got to do, if we're going to politicize things, then at least get the information out that is correct, okay? There were no water and sewage equipment blocking that fire area. There wasn't. And then when you tag your text to say, meanwhile, CFAL, CFAL Associates and the PM busy selling. No, they're not. No, they are not. Mr. Ferguson has been appointed to head up a group to deal with carbon credits. Okay? He's not in charge of the carbon credits. He's not taking the carbon credits. He ain't making the money off carbon credits. Come on, the conspiracy theories need to stop. All right? And I find it eerily familiar. You're texting and regurgitating exactly what your leader, the COI, said yesterday when I called BS on it, when I say watch his lies, but I stumbled across it. So at the end of the day, that's where we're at. Now, Roscoe, can you please expand on the fact that it wasn't in Cable Bahamas yard? It was a trailer, and there was no issue getting to Cable Bahamas yard because the Cable Bahamas building in Abaco did not burn, correct?
Correct. We had no issue. Like I said, we had no issue getting into their yard. It is tight, but we were not sending our fire truck past their main building that sits out to the front. It was just their utility trailers and in the back and their 40-foot containers that, you know, one of them caught on fire and the heat from hitting the other one will ignite paper in there after time or cardboard or whatever. And then another container busted out on fire, you know.
Listen.
So you have to be careful. I mean,
at some point we need to own this, to Roscoe. It's too much finger pointing. It's too much excuses. I mean, at the end of the day.
I don't want people to think I'm being political because, I've said it about when Minnis was in power and called him out on things that
the FNM. Man, if the FNM, the PLP, the ABC, the LMNP lacking in this regard, they need to be held accountable.
You know, like I said to somebody today, they said to me, well, Roscoe, why do you do what I do? I said, because it's my community. I love my community. This is where I live. This is what, you know.
Roscoe, can you go over a couple of minutes into 5 o'clock? Are you busy?
Yeah. No.
Let's get to the news. We'll go over into 5 o'clock. Texas, I'll get to you. And yeah, we got to talk about a lot of this finger pointing. All right? Because it's easy for the commissioner to say, well, you know, they had to wait on water and sewage to move equipment, but I didn't hear the commissioner say there are no adequate fire, especially in that area. And if there are fire hydrants, are they functioning? I didn't hear the commissioner say why are we down to 3 fire trucks and had to move one from the airport. I'm just saying, it's easy to point the finger, but at the end of the day, you have to be accountable for your product. And if you're lacking trucks, if you're lacking water, if you're lacking equipment, if you're lacking pumps, if you're lacking fire hydrants, then you're lacking. And it is inadequate. And we have an inadequate fire services department in this country. And it's no fault of their own. It's above their pay grade. And it's our fault because we keep electing the jabronis above their pay grade to make the boo-boo decisions that leave us in this predicament year after year after year. Now it's all burning. Anybody got a bucket of water? We'll be back.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Buenos dias, it's Monday. It's me, Cuban Willie, and it's time for your numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game.
En tres pelotas, 7-3,
8-7-3,
8.
Play it and win with the Island Game. Stay winning, my friends.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Been off the WSC grid for over a year? Now's the time to come back and save big. For a limited time only, the Water and Sewage Corporation is offering up to 50% off reconnection fees for customers disconnected for more than 1 year. Don't miss this chance to reconnect and enjoy reliable, quality water service at a discounted rate. Call 302-5599 to learn more. Water and Sewage Corporation, dedicated to dependable, affordable water solutions.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Workers of iniquity, Rastafari, it's my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's and Games, Pindertal, Print Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, Tropical Gyros, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
Coming at me. The Bible tell me about a nation of peace. Me think a joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me.
Whip, I gotcha. On the Monday, May 5th edition of Talking Heads, your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Going over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. Special guest, as he is each and every Monday, Roscoe Thompson. A couple of things we need to continue talking about, Roscoe. As we went to the break, had a couple of texts pop up. And obviously, we need to continue to the conversation. However, my question is, why was there no mention of the fact that, where are the fire hydrants on Bay Street? When last did you see them being tested? When last have you seen a fire hydrant? They like pay for
you. Naughty, let me tell you, even with Albuquerque, we have one operational in Murphytown, none operational in Dundas Town. We have, when Central Pines was laid out, they put 18 in to Central Pines. I think majority of them are now operational. Marsh Harbor has one by BAIC, one out by the gas plant, one on the Spring City Road, and I think one more that's operational. The rest are all seized up. But I got to give a shout out to Water and Sewage for working with us and keeping the pressure up on our city water to allow us to keep filling these trucks and tankers and everything, because they did an excellent job. And I have to commend BPL for getting the power back on as soon as possible for the people in Sweetings Village, because they have no city water up there and they run off a well. So I do have to give credit for. I do have to give credit for them.
Question, Roscoe, coming off the text lines. Naughty, could you please ask Roscoe if there are any foreign nationals that may be in the bushes doing foolishness and setting these fires?
I think they're intentional. That's my opinion. You know, that's just my opinion. I think they're intentional. Naughty, any other real questions? I just got a message. I have to get off.
All right, no problem, man. You go handle your business. I'm gonna open up the lines and we'll do a few more things here.
Can I say this, Naughty?
Go right ahead.
Can I say this? I just want to say to the government of the Bahamas, to Brave Davis, to Wayne Monroe, to Clay Sweeting, Ministry of Works, and all, get off your butt. You need to get the Bahamas the proper equipment that they need to do. The cabinet and the government of the Bahamas needs to do what they need to do. I saw a post of Pintar plan, and I agree with that. You know, you need a separate board, a separate department.
You need a whole separate department. That, you need the Royal Bahamas Fire Brigade.
Right. So,
His Majesty's,
you know,
Royal Fire Brigade, however you want to call it.
To the Prime Minister of the Bahamas, do something. Do something.
Well, like I always like to say, no better, do better.
All right, I have to go. Good.
Be safe, Roscoe.
Y'all have a good day. God bless.
Godspeed. God bless. Be safe, Roscoe. We'll talk again next Monday. Let's get to the phone lines real quick, then I get to the text. Talking heads.
Yeah, bless that. What's going on, Doc?
What's going on, 52?
Yeah, Roscoe. Sorry, Mr. Roscoe. You know, I like to listen to Roscoe. Roscoe got a unique voice. He could tell his voice from anywhere. But listen to me. I share Roscoe ideas that they are man-made. I'm not going to buy into this BS. It's a psychological operation going on. And what I want to say is, as it relates to the fire downtown, right? I'm not going to comment on what they have and what they don't have, but I would expect for the firemen, and listen to Lang made a lot of sense. I would expect for them to speak up. He did well for what they had, because I was upset when he was saying, people say they were standing up and doing nothing, and they're gaslighting people as to what people actually were seeing, right? As to say, well, they didn't have what they needed right then, but, you know, it's that type of thing. But what I wanted to touch on was the fact that they said that it started in an abandoned building. And so, you know, we have vagrants all about, and so, you know, maybe, I don't know, but I'm saying it's an abandoned building, Naughty. So here's where the problem is. All of those abandoned buildings are dilapidated buildings, right? I don't know if there's an ordinance where BEC comes and disconnect the power from them, because, you know, wires, as an electrician, I know wires, they touch and as they get older and all of this and that. So obviously power is always at the top. So even if you turn up the master switch, you will still have power present at the input side of it. You understand? So BC need to go and disconnect those all of the supply line coming off of their cable from the lamppost and disconnect it. Because that is the potential for disaster. But more likely it's man-made, you know what I mean? Because the word on the streets is, some people are saying word on the streets. And it was a real procrastination because lack of logistics or whatever, you know, Naughty. I don't know what's going on, but don't gaslight people as to what they see, what they saw. You see what I'm saying, Naughty? I don't appreciate that at all. That's it.
Good stuff, as always, man, 52. All right, let's get to the text. Naughty, I'm calling for an audit, though. Firefighters can't be saying they reached or arrived on time and residents saying they were late. And do they have adequate resources? Naughty, I think Roscoe should run as one of the MPs of Abaco. I'm going to rest it away on this one, Dexter. You're really trying to set me off on a Trumpian tirade today. You want me to read? You want me to read Trump bedtime stories? Hey, boy, you got it together, boy. You really trying to set it off today, Naughty? Naughty, shouldn't entities with flammable contents be made to have their own fire truck on site? Given that USA bunker downtown, what are they using for firefighting in their building? Why can't we leverage their expertise? Maybe they could tell us how the pump should be able to work and how the hoses should function and all of that. Maybe we do. Naughty, I wonder who advises the government on much-needed fire engines that they need to purchase now. I don't know. We need to find out who is or who isn't, so then now maybe we can get to the bottom of it and get what we need. Good afternoon, Naughty. Blessings to you and Roscoe. Firstly, thanks to Mrs. Thompson and all the wives who allow their husbands to go out and provide the vital firefighting assistance needed in Abaco and throughout the Bahamas. But as the pure foolishness, or I don't want to use the word you use, but pure manure, the Minister of National Security is talking, the entire country can literally burn to the ground while they're shopping for brand new shiny trucks. Meantime, get buckets, brother. Start the bucket brigade. Start the bucket brigade. Start it up. Get it going. Set it off. Make sure you got plenty of water. But that's where we're at. I mean, we have residents that were displaced. We have residents saying we're deficient. And I mean, that's kind of been the case from time immemorial. Because I could tell you some stories about fires back in the day. And some of the same problems were occurring then as they are now. Basic infrastructure. In the family islands in the New Providence. Adequate ambulances. Adequate fire trucks. And proper ones, not just one of the several of the same kind, multiple models are needed. Excuse me. Ladder trucks, pumper trucks, so on and so forth. That's what we need. Let's get to the phone lines real quick.
Hey, Naughty.
What's going on, brother?
Right here, you know, I call you the other day, and the same thing what I say. They take the public for granted. It's like, okay, we put the, anything to do with the public, if you notice, is being about the back, but, you know, go back, you ain't get ambulance, it's a problem. Come back, you got a problem with the fire trucks. They have about 5 police stations here, maybe 4, was built to keep fire trucks here. And if you drive and check, you ain't not a one of them got fire truck.
Not a one.
Not a one. So that's saying something. Now they may keep about 3 up to the barracks or 2, and that's all they get. So they take the public for granted. They ain't buy no fire trucks. And this the price was, I see what had to happen for them to do something. You know? So I hope they buy enough fire trucks, because we got all kind of money. They can find money to do this, money to do
correct,
that.
But buy correct models. Don't buy 5 of the same. Buy 2 ladder trucks if we need them. 2 pumper trucks. Make sure that the oil functioning, all of the hoses are functioning.
Right, and another thing, too, you need to, I know one time they did a well survey. They was putting down some wells. I think they got to go over that again, because it looked like we in trouble with that again. But then I can say this, I remember my young days. I remember when Hayes Sea caught a fire. That was a lumber yard.
Right.
And they had about 8 trucks came out there.
Correct. That, I mean, I always thought we had a truck in New Providence for every fire station. Now I'm looking at it and I'm hearing they need to open Carmichael and they need to open Elizabeth station, as fire station. Are they closed?
Right, they had it. But apparently they let things run down and they do nothing. And so the station right there with no equipment, supposed to have been a fire truck and an ambulance in those places. That ain't happened. You check the Maxwell lot, they had a fire truck.
I got to go ride around and look at all these fire stations in the Bahamas and see who opens, see who working, and see who closed.
Holmes, you could do it yourself. You pass and you see if any of them have any fire truck parked there. The Berlin there, but no fire truck.
Wow.
No fire truck. Again, I can repeat, Remy's run by British. They had about 9 to 10 fire trucks, because I remember good. And when I remember when AC caught a fire, that was a lumber yard. And, man, them trucks come there, but, you know, that lumber. And they out it. But they have truck. And another thing, and I can leave you with this, they ain't got no ladder trucks. I mean, God forbid, a 3-4-story building catch. Be in trouble? You know, I don't know what they'd be thinking when they, you know, and not forget, very populated now.
But hold on. I mean, we need more fire trucks, caller. We do need more fire. We need to go back to that. I'm looking right now, going over in my mind, and I'm like, wait a minute, that truck?
No. Not. I think that's been like that for years. So they take the public for granted, and they don't do nothing until something happens. Let me say this. You see Solomon going up? if they had a truck with a ladder where they could go out on top and pump that water, they would have saved that Solomon to going up.
Yeah, I think you would have seen less damage for sure.
Yeah, yeah. But maybe where the fire started might have gone a little something. But they do not have no, you know, in the States they have them truck would come up. We don't have a ladder truck. We do have, you check, they don't have a ladder truck to go up.
You all
know,
right.
So, I don't know. And then, like you said, like we just said, the stations, them had supposed to have a fire in Carmichael, supposed to have a fire truck in Carmichael.
I can do something right now.
South Beach. They ain't not nowhere. So I don't know what they be thinking. They must be finding all the money to pay all these consultants and all kind of nonsense, but they ain't putting the money where they should put it, you know.
All right, I got an idea. I want to try something. I might be able to put it off before the end of the show. Good stuff. I appreciate the info. Good stuff and good call as always. Mr. Producer, before we get to this other call, I need you to pull up the Elizabeth Estates Fire Station, if there's a number for that. And then the other one in Carmichael. I want to see something. All right, let me know when you got them. Let me get to this other call real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good day, Naughty.
What's happening?
Like, yeah, Naughty, Carmichael Station, right?
Uh-huh.
When Carmichael Station was built, right? And you could do the same situation when to all of the stations. When their stations were built, they had a fire.
Right.
I mean, a fire engine.
Right.
And so it appears that they only build those fire outlets, right? Like the sellers a dream. They had no intention of keeping no engines. Them
because I remember when I used to work in '94 back in the day, they did have a fire truck down there because we used to do basketball tournaments back in the day. But when did I work in '94? That's in a galaxy long time ago, far, far away.
They did have fire station in Carmichael. I've been here all my life, and they had fire station in South Beach. After they built that South Beach station, they had a fire station there.
All right. I'm looking at some footage right now. People sending me videos galore. I'm looking at a lot of empty fire stations.
And all of them are empty. Well,
this one ain't empty. I see a couple of luxury vehicles in it, but I ain't going to call no name and say which one that is.
That's what they just park inside those spaces, even in Carmichael.
All right.
They park in space for the nicest cars that the police them drive.
But let's get to the bottom of this. Let me make a call now. And see what's going on in Elizabeth, and then I can call Carmichael, all right?
Yeah.
Buckle up. Good stuff, though, good stuff. And I appreciate the heads up because I remember back in the day they did have a fire truck at that station in Carmichael.
They did.
All right, so good stuff. Let's make a call. We call in Lizzie first, right? Should I disguise my voice and do Dick McGregor? Should I do Dick McGregor when I call and say, hey, my house is on fire. Do you have a fire truck? Or should I just call straight and be like, do you have a fire truck right now? Call Elizabeth first. I want to find out what Lizzie got. Because they MP can't be talking about Cartier and Couture and this and that and Fashion Nova. And she ain't got no fire truck in a fire station? No, man. All right, be calling. Just put me through.
Good afternoon, Elizabeth State Police Station. How may I help?
Afternoon. How are you, officer? You good?
All right.
This is Naughty Guardian Radio. How are you?
All right, sir.
Quick question. You got to help me win a bet or lose a bet. Somebody bet me that y'all don't have a fire truck in your fire station in Elizabeth. And I told him that can't be true. Y'all got a fire truck there, yes or no?
No, sir.
Man, you cost me money. Have a good day, officer. Dear Jesus, Lord have mercy. You just heard it. No fire truck in the Elizabeth Police Station. None. Joe Beth Colby Davis, do better. Less knockoff Fashion Nova, more fire trucks for your constituency. Let's call Carmichael. And I'm looking at one right now. I know which is the picture of this police station. I know it very well. And I see the luxury cars, but I don't see one fire engine in sight. So, nothing happening in Lizzie. No fire truck in the police station. Cost me money. All right. Officer, how are you? Good afternoon. This is Naughty Guardian Radio. You all right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm doing all right.
Quick question. I need your help. Somebody called my show and made a bet with me that there is no fire truck in the Carmichael Police Station right now. Do you have a fire truck right now in your station? Man, you're costing me money all day. Thank you very much, officer. I appreciate it. Thank you. My God, that's what I get for saying I don't believe it? Well, Texter, you was right on that. So we two for two. No fire truck in Carmichael Station. No fire truck in Lizzie. And I'm looking at the Cable Beach pictures right now. I don't see no fire truck in this video in Cable Beach. But I do see some luxury cars. Now we need to start calling and find out where the other fire department, fire state houses are in these in these constituencies. Where else we got? Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
What's going on, GNN?
Boy, naughty, you're hot today. You're hot today. But you ain't need to waste your minutes or your data or your phone calls. Because in addition to no fire trucks, they don't have no water. They ain't got no police car. We ain't got no this. We ain't got no hospital. We ain't got no... What y'all expect, Naughty?
Now I hear in South Beach, ain't got none. We got to call... Line up South Beach, Mr. Producer. GNN. Yes. Where we going? Because guess what? If I think there's employment, it's not just the trucks. You got to make sure the hoses are working. You got to make sure that the fire hydrants are functioning, that the pressure is good enough to get enough pressure to pump out of the fire hydrants.
Buddy, we even didn't get no garbage truck, but go ahead.
This ain't the same stuff we've been crying about when we was young. We heard stories about the fire engine show up late and didn't have no water and the hose wasn't. We remember that, or that's just me?
Listen, we ain't got nothing in this town, Naughty. You might as well face it.
Oh, and I see ambulances too the other day. Me and MJ was taking a cruise, man. We saw them all park up out there opposite the sports center in that lot. And man, yeah, I tell you, they look.
Patient of an heart attack. How you could drive starting to chip up?
Number one, the stack shift is boo boo, and number two, they look small though.
Anyway, I won't finish listening to you.
What is they like? The cube or the Paso of the ambulance world? Is that what it is? That's what it got to be. You got, let's see if we get South Beach. I got to say, I can't be 0-3. South Beach definitely got to have one. I can't be 0-3. I going to scratch me a base hit out of this one yet. South Beach ain't going to let me down. Caller, I see you. Be coming to you right now.
Good afternoon, South Beach Station Officer Lamore.
Good afternoon, Officer. How are you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. This ain't no ma'am.
Sorry,
this is sir.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. This is Naughty from Guardian Radio. I need your help. I have to ask you a question. I need your help. Somebody told me that y'all don't have no fire truck in your police station.
Who said that?
And I made a bet with them that y'all do. Do y'all have one in there? Yes or no?
I'm sorry. Hold on a minute, okay? Hold for me.
Yeah, let me know, because I uncalled two other stations and they ain't got them. So I want to make sure y'all got a fire engine in your station. Officer in charge, or they can leave me on hold. Be having fun today anyway. Anyway, put them on, leave them on hold. I can keep talking. If they come on, let me know. But is that what we have to do to get an honest answer? But wait a minute. If we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, and Procurement Act, and Fiscal Responsibility Act, wouldn't we get the answers to these questions to know how many fire engines we got, so on and so forth, and who got and who don't? We still on hold? Drop that fool. Let's go to the next call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, how you doing?
What's going on?
Man, listen, yeah, I'm a young fella, and listen, I'm listening to your conversation. Very, very good conversation, but it's disappointing, man. We see the government have money to spend money on buying new cars for parliamentarians.
Mm-hmm. $200,000 on that, $53 million on traveling, $883 unsecured contracts.
Have to increase the traffic budget again for us to fly around the world to talk foolishness with climate change. So we don't have no money to buy one or two more fire trucks, man. That's garbage, man. That's garbage. And furthermore, another thing, my next point is, why is the fire department a part of the police? I feel like we should have a standalone fire department.
I totally agree. I totally agree that we need an independent, when I say independent, a Royal Bahamas fire brigade.
Yeah.
And they're their own division. They're funded. They have a budget. They have the equipment that they need. And guess what? If we have a problem, we'll be tied you, Jesus, if you mess up, because your one job is to put out the fires.
Yeah, right.
And if you have a fire station like in the States, then you got firefighters that go there. They spend time there. They work the shifts there. They cook there. They eat there. They sleep there. When they get their furlough and their time off, they go home. And when they're there with no firefighting, they're making sure there's pressure in the hoses, making sure the pumps work. They will go in smaller cars and check fire hydrants. It's part of their jobs.
We doing foolish, man. We putting too much on our officers. The officers got to fight crime. They got to keep the peace. Now they got to fight fire.
Hey,
and they ain't got the equipment.
I support the officers. I want them to have all the equipment and the infrastructure that they need to do a great job.
Thank you.
I shouldn't have to call the police station and ask them, y'all got a fire truck or not?
That's foolishness, man. That's complete foolishness.
I didn't believe it when they told me, but it looked like I owe for three for sure. Now I got to call Real Rascal Airport.
I can tell you, don't call no more, because I think you can win them.
Well, I must have got to call Paradise Island. If it's one I could bet on, it's P.I.
Yeah,
I bet you P.I.
Yeah,
got one.
You know, that's a different country.
I bet you P.I. got one. They got to have one. All right, man.
Naughty, last thing.
Uh-huh.
The Minister of National Security is talking about he didn't hear about the people who dealing with the fires asking for new equipment. I just heard that recently. What do you mean the people have to ask for new equipment?
No, the psych
in charge of the ministry, you should be doing assessments, man. Come on,
But check this out. This is something that caught me, and it kind of resonated again, because you got to call them when you see them, okay? Now, check this out. Mr. Monroe said officials have already identified the required equipment, including tankers, ladder trucks, and pumpers, and are working with suppliers to finalize price estimates and orders. Well, if you got a list of equipment that included tankers, ladders, trucks, and pumpers, haven't somebody in your department already told you, or from the fire department, say, boy, we need new equipment, we need some new trucks, we need some new hoses? Obviously, by saying that, you were made aware that there were deficiencies, correct?
Exactly. Come on, man. We got to do better than this, man.
And then
like
to
you
say that you can't.
We want Andy Jabronius to be in charge of us, but ain't nothing changing, man.
That's why this election, everybody got to go in the mirror and slap themselves for all the past donuts they voted in, and make sure focus on voting good people in this time.
Yeah, I know who we can put there next time, but these current set has to go. Like you say, you talking about Cartier, there's Tory Burch, that whatever.
No, Fox and Nova. If she would have said Tory Burch, that might have been, but I'd knock off Fox and Nova. That should tell you plenty.
But you got top of the line stuff, and your constituency, the station in your constituency ain't got no fire truck anyway.
Please, stranger, call back. Talking Heads, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nolly, sorry, I got to call you back, but I agree with you and the gentleman was talking about the fire station. I mean, the fire branch being
separate.
A separate entity, right? But once that happened, right, could you think we could just call it what it's supposed to be, like New Providence Fire Service, rather than all that royal crap?
No, I'm sure that it's going to fall under a branch, like the Defense Force is the Royal Bahamas Defense Force.
Yes,
I think
that
it'll be another branch,
right?
Royal Bahamas Fire Brigade, which is, once they get what they need, call it what you want.
I understand what you're saying, right? I got you. You are agreeing with you. I just personally, right, we don't need to include no royal, right? Nothing with our, but nothing because...
But then you might look at it, if you look at it like that, right?
Uh-huh.
Then it might be looked at as, okay, well, if you wanted a New Providence, let's put it out for public bidding. Let's put it out, you see, for private-public partnership in each island. Maybe if we do it that way, we could hold the government accountable to provide family islands and New Providence infrastructure, including fire trucks and ambulances, what we need.
And right, too, one last point, right? And then even once they put those things on the family island, they can't be called a part of the Royal Bahamas Fire Brigade. These islands, them should have their own label. Fire, Long Island Fire Services.
That's fine. I get your point with that, but I mean, it's still in the Bahamas, the archipelago, so you could call it whatever you want. It works for you.
Let's call it Bahamas, but let's leave the Royal Casino. See, the Royal keeping us too connected, the archipelago.
Ah, fair enough.
We need to get rid of them, man.
Break the chains, I bet you, brother. Cry freedom. Good stuff. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Nori.
Hey.
Yeah, man, I had to call you. I just passed on the run coming from Super Value in South Beach.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, by one spanking fire engine setting up in the firehouse where you win one.
Good stuff. I won for one. Solid. Big up South Beach. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-bye-bye. I feel good.
Yeah, man. Okay.
But now the scary thing is, what if that's the only one? You ever think of that? Good job, South Beach. I'm glad to know you all got one. Now, who else should be called? Yeah, text, I know the message doesn't get around, I call. And trust me, I know the message doesn't get around. That's why I did it. All right, thank you, text. I just had a caller. Good stuff. But props to South Beach and having a fire truck in there. Good stuff. Now, hold on. South Beach. That's Bacchus Roll, right? Let's see Bacchus on point. Bacchus, make sure his constituency got a fire truck. Bacchus, why don't go coach up your homegirl, Joe Beth, and teach her how to have a fire truck in Lizzie? And then go get your boy in Carmichael, Keith Bell, and tell him how to have a fire truck in Carmichael, please. Since you know how to do it, show them how to do it. Let's get this last call in real quick before you hit the break. Talking heads.
Naughty. Yep. Celebrate too quick and bring a box of packing there because it probably break down and he ain't got no water.
Stop being a curmudgeon. The people said the truck there, the truck there. We ain't ask if it waking or not.
If the truck broke down, not
even. I gonna call and ask them if it waking tomorrow. Just let them have their moment today. One is there. You ain't taking my one for three from me. South Beach, pick up South Beach.
Yeah, but not even suppose fire broke out. South Beach in the truck can't come out the garage.
Well, suppose my auntie had a different problem and she'd be my uncle too. Hey, we ain't going there today. We just happy they got a truck. Let's get to the break. We'll be back to wrap it up on the flip side.
So in my going out and coming in, I never leave my Jaja.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new Jalapeno Fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Wheezy baby.
Yeah, y'all know I had to break the little Weezy off for you. The Weezy F baby. That's right. Yeah, you forget the fireman, eh? What's going on? We got plenty of fire. But how many fire trucks we got? I know we got firemen and firewomen, but do they have the equipment to ride on to get out there to put out the fire? And then we get there's enough pressure in their hose to put out the fire. And the hydrant's working to help put out the fire. Come on, man. All right. Now I got to find out. I got a couple more to find out. I got to go down this whole list of fire stations. Do you have a list right there, Mr. Producer, how many fire stations we have? See if you could pull that up for me. So we know how many we have, how many, you know, we have to call and find out what's going on. Naughty, the department's name should be the Bahamas Fire and Rescue Services. Not bad. I like it. Naughty, South Beach Police Station is just one of them. You might not believe it. Call Paradise Island Police Station. I bet you they don't have. All right, let me see. How many stations do we have? Or fire stations do we have? What a political waste of time. We need to send home this brave Davis administration and his whole group of cronies, including his senior policy advisor, Jerome Fitzgerald. Why are y'all picking on Jerome, the homie, man? He just caught a stray for nothing. Naughty, I'm glad to know that South Beach does have a station. But I hope the folks who answered you won't receive reprimands. Wait a minute. What is the job of the police force in this country? To protect and serve, correct? So I call them to help me protect my bet money that I put out there saying they did have a fire engine in that station and they didn't. And they served me by giving me the answer that politicians couldn't give me because we don't have a Freedom of Information Act, Procurement Act, Fiscal Responsibility Act. But I had an honest officer served his community by answering a phone call to a citizen. I don't see how they could reprimand them. I'm glad I spoke to them and got an honest answer. And if any, you know, and if any inspector from them said stations that I called got an issue with that, then they could give me their card and I'll call them directly next time and I won't call the officer answering the phone. And yeah, technically South Beach did put me on hold, but I got good listeners that said, hey, I pass in South Beach. I listen to you right now. I see a truck in there. Now, we didn't determine if it's working or not, but one is there. That you have to give them credit for. And people should not be in fear of getting a reprimand for answering a question. Okay, so let's say that we got 7 out of 8 stations in New Providence that have a fire engine or fire station connected to it. We've called 2 out of the 7, and they got nothing. We called another one. We called 3 out of the 7. 1 has a fire engine. 2 has nothing. And if I'm looking at the video at Cable Beach, that means 3 have nothing and 1 got a fire engine. So out of 8 or 7, we're already at the halfway point, and 3 out of 4 don't have no fire trucks. And that's just us determining it right here by picking up the phone. When I jump in the car tomorrow and do my due diligence, we can know for shizzle, my nizzle. Exactly. But at the end of the day, we should try cry shame on this situation. We need more trucks. Naughty has better advice. Tell the minister for Elizabeth to sell all of her treasures that she bragged about so much, including her Fashion Nova, and get a fire truck for her constituency. I think people would vote her back in if she did that. Okay. Let's check out some other texts. Naughty, South Beach has a truck I just passed. I don't know if it's working, though. Thank you for letting me know and updating me again. Everybody knows South Beach got one. What about the rest? Naughty, whether you like it or not, or MJ admits it or not, the Bahamas is a failed state. Hit me up, Vansley, with the same text, and I can let MJ deal with you on that. I don't think it's a failed state. I think it's a failed electorate. We keep electing the same donuts that put us in this predicament. So I think it's a case of us being the conch more than anything else. I always say, know better, do better. When it comes to lap, do better this lap. So we've failed as an electorate, you know, voting in the right people, and they've failed once they got there, but we're not a failed state because there's too many other things going that keeps us buoyant. But if we keep it up, we heading toward failed state status. Yep. But I don't think we're there yet. Naughty, it's not even summer yet, and all of these fires, we in trouble if the fire engine problem isn't solved. We need it. In any way, shape, or form, we need it, and we need proper, you know, equipment that we're paying for. Naughty, I know for sure the Cable Beach Fire Station has a fire truck. I see them cleaning it sometimes when I'm out jogging. Okay, fine. The video that I got doesn't have one. To my knowledge, I remember seeing one in there. So what I could do when I'm driving home tonight, just swing by the station and talk to the officer in charge. Not a problem. They might even give me a tour. You know what I mean? Maybe, Mr. Producer, I might even could take a picture next. But I mean, you know, take a picture next to them fancy garden in there, too. No, I won't open it now. I won't touch it. I just want to take a picture. I won't touch that. Mm-mm. I hopefully it's still on charge electrically. Right? I don't want to disturb it from charging. Ah, oh, boy. Naughty, exactly. This comes down to a Freedom of Information Act. We need it desperately. Naughty, there are... We do have one truck in the country with a high-rise ladder, but it's the only one. It's lime green, and it's by the airport, and it's probably part of the airport brigade. And that shouldn't really be compromised because we have lack of trucks and we have to fight fires elsewhere. That should remain intact. We should have enough trucks to deal with as many fires that pop up as it needs to be. Each station should have a fire truck that's operable and operating and adequate and functioning. And we should have the airport tip-top with everything we need down there. It shouldn't be separated. It shouldn't be compromised. It shouldn't be. Yeah, we know that's the garage for the BMW and the Mercedes. We already know that. I was just saying from the video, why could I see them vehicles, but I couldn't see the fire engine? That's all I'm saying. Naughty, they rotate one fire truck from station to station. Tomorrow, the truck will be at Carmichael Station. All right, Dexter, I can follow you and see. And if it's at Carmichael, by grab, I can make an announcement. That's what they should be doing. They move from station to station every day? Or are you joking? Because if that's a joke, that's funny. That's off the chain funny, right? But if you serious, that's funny, but then I got to cry too because it's sad. It's comical and sad all at the same time, which is never a good thing. Wow. Let me see now. Because if I go out tomorrow and South Beach don't have one and Carmichael got one, then boom. No, I ain't called South Beach back. They didn't tell me they got a fire truck. The listener was there. On the scene, he called me and told me they got a fire truck. I got a couple other taxis there. So I don't want to be put back on hold again. Naughty. They already called the fire stations to tell them you call in the war room, done on to you. I don't understand if we don't have a lot of fire trucks. I'm wondering why the ingenious idiots still allowing buildings over five stories. All right, let me see. Okay, that was a joke. That was a good joke, though. You almost had me going with that one because it almost made sense. If we got eight stations that should have fire trucks, or seven stations, seven out of eight that should have fire trucks, we've already called four. We've determined that two definitely don't have because they said no. South Beach got one because we saw it in via pictures. And the jury's still out on Cable Beach. Because I believe in Possum. One time I did peep one. A couple of joggers texted and say they see it getting cleaned in the morning. And then I see video with nothing in there except for luxury vehicles. So we got to, you know, we got to put an asterisk by Cable Beach. But we got to figure out the other three for sure. And that means I got to call PI. Where's the other set, Mr. Producer? So we got one on Paradise Island. Where else are the ones that we missed? Airport. Fort Charlotte. Where Fort Charlotte got any fire station? That's a lie. What Fort Charlotte? We got Paradise Island. Hold on. Let me do the ones we got. Paradise Island, South Beach, Michael, Elizabeth, Cable Beach. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can get to the bottom of this by tomorrow, Mr. Producer, because we almost got a wrap now. But like I said, this was a good one. I wanted to talk some sports. But before I get out of here, I got to big up Buddy Hield, man. Buddy did his thing. Buddy did his thing yesterday. 33 points. 33. I'm going to talk about that in depth tomorrow in Pearly on. But yeah, big 33. Let all scorers. Put Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry on his back and say, ah, that's how the thing go. 2-4-2 to the world. So big up to Buddy in the 33-point outburst. And if you're smart, take them in game one against the Timberwolves tomorrow night. They got the momentum. Timberwolves still feeling the Warriors in an upset. All right. Naughty, big up the airport fire crew who showed up and helped out. But listen, big up to the airport fire crew that showed up and helped out. Big up to all the firefighters. Big up to all members of that branch. We appreciate your sacrifice and the risk you put out there to protect us. And what's the next question? Tell me what. Hey, I can't tell you what Anton's saying. I heard from Anton in a whack. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But we'll see. Naughty, if in this so-called democratic society, to reprimand someone for being honest is ridiculous. But what do you expect? The PLP is in power. When the FNM was in power, Clint Watson and Jerome toured the hospital, which was wrong. The people were not reprimanded then. Great show as always. Thanks. Naughty, I know for sure Cable Beach Fire Station has one, but how many are at the main barracks? That's another one on top of the hill, East Street, by the barracks. How many up there? I wonder if we could do a media tour of the fire stations to bring this to some closure to this so everybody knows and satisfied what they got and what's going on. I don't know. It's been a good one today, y'all. Y'all chiming in. And I'm shocked to know here in New Providence, out of seven out of eight stations that should have fire engines, we got serious doubt about half of them. But I'm going to do my due diligence tomorrow. We're going to make the rounds, me and MJ, and we're going to definitely get to the bottom of this and find out how many fire engines are actually in fire stations in New Providence. Once we get New Providence covered, then we can hit the family islands. Because at the end of the day, we, the people, need proper infrastructure, proper protection, and proper equipment to provide those services, whether it's ambulances, fire engines, disaster relief trucks for post-hurricane, so on and so forth. We need it. That's a lot different than we want it. Meaning if we need it, that's what we need to put the money to. Not because somebody want to travel again and fill up their scrapbook. Let your conscience be your guide. Know better, do better. Have a great Monday, 242. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. We'll take a quick break, flip side of the break. You know, we'll be getting into the news. And at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. And we'll be back to do it tomorrow all over again. Grand Bahama tomorrow. So we'll check on the situation of the fire trucks in Grand Bahama, among other things. And we'll definitely have another exciting edition of Talking Heads coming at you. So keep it right where you got it. Until I see you tomorrow, be good, Bahamas. Hasta mañana. And listen, if you get a fire or you smell something burning, get your bucket of water now to be safe. In fact, get about 3 or 4 buckets before you go to bed. Even if you don't use them, they're there. Because if anything starts burning, you can start throwing water. You ain't want to hold your breath and wait on the fire department until we find out on Talking Heads how many stations actually have fire trucks, so on and so forth. But we will get that answer for you. And right now, the Bahamas continues to burn. Y'all, let's come together and let's put these fires out. All right? These bush fires, these building fires, and any unnecessary fires that we have, let's put them out. And provide us the equipment to do so. Put our firefighters in the position to succeed, not to fail. And Bahamians to live and not to perish. And Bahamians to save their property rather than lose it. That's what we do better. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Keep my fire. From demons, I let walk with me, talk with me, swim with the thoughts and them heart with me. For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street with delivery to all family islands. The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.